a couple of quick questions before we start, related to yesterday's share. Number one, in the case, in our case of that we're talking about as it relates to the animal and the person, what about a case of onus? How did that would apply?
There's no
Does it?
fear. No,
Okay.
it was Barotson, quite right.
Okay, now the second question, which may be a little bit relevant, I guess, maybe to the upcoming Gemara a little bit, and that is, what about the Baal of the animal?
Nothing
Is
happens to
he
him.
not subject to any onus?
No, because this is the thing. When we talk about the shayr who was over the Avira, the reason why the shayr needs to be killed is not in any way as a punishment, so to speak, for the shayr. The next Gemara we're going to see is where a shayr gored and killed somebody. That's a different question. We said yesterday, as the phrase goes, it takes two to tango. So the shayr did not and cannot force anybody to be over an aveira with the shayr. If a shayr gores and kills, then the shayr, to an extent, is held responsible and has to be killed. However, when a shayr commits an aveira with a human being, whether it's a man or woman, the reason why the shayr is killed is not as a punishment. Rather, as Chazal explained, because it's an embarrassment to whoever was involved, or maybe to the owner. As long as this shayr is around, everybody's going to point to this shayr and say, "Ah, yes, this was the shayr who was involved in ABC."
Wasn't
So
that the
that's
same reason that Balaam's donkey was killed because of
right,
the embarrassment?
correct. Therefore, this is not as a punishment as such. Therefore, in all likeliness, so therefore, when this animal was involved in an aveira, so the Baalim is not responsible at all. The Baalim is responsible if his animal went and gored because he should have looked after it better. So therefore, the animal has to be killed, whether it's a punishment to the ox or punishment to the owner for not looking after the ox. But either way, there's a liability over here. But if somebody took the shayr and decided to be over an aveira with the shayr is not responsible, as it were, neither is the owner. Okay.
Thank you.
Now, sorry.
Thank you.
Okay, now, in order to learn the next Gemara, as we've been doing, we have to refer back once again to our Mishnah in Daf Beis Amud Aleph. So turn back to the Mishnah in Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, if you have it, it's on the 1, 2, 3, 7th wide line of the Mishnah. Shoir Haniskal. Shoir Haniskal, literally translated, a shoir who is stoned. Why is a shoir stoned? So look at Rashi there on the second last narrow line. Shoir Haniskal, Shenogach Adam. Umes. For goring a human being, the human being died, so the shoyer has to be stoned. So the Mishnah says that a shoyer aniskal, shoyer aniskal says the Mishnah is ba'esrin v'shloisha. Again, need 23 dayanim to judge the case. Says the Mishnah, I'll explain why. Shenemar. Now it says the following pasuk. Now this is a very difficult pasuk, and this is what the Gemara is going to discuss. The pasuk says, "Hashoyr yisokel." The shoyr needs skila, needs to be killed. "V'gam ba'olov yumos," quote unquote, and also the Baalim needs to die. Now, if we were to translate that pasuk literally, it sounds like if a shoyr gores and kills, then both he and the shoyr's owner need to be killed. That is the literal translation of the words, the gamba olav yumos, the owner must die. However, we do not translate that pasuk literally. Why we don't translate the pasuk literally, we'll see in the Gemara they're about to learn. But the bottom line is, we don't. And the fact, therefore, that the Pasuk teaches us that the Bailim have to die, it's not literal, and rather it's there to teach us a different halacha. What is that? Kemisas ha-Bailim, kach misas ha-Shoer. Just like the owner, when he would be killed, not in this case, because he's not killed in this case, but when the owner is killed, as we've said previously in the Mishnah, Dine Nefashos always requires 23. So too, the stoning of the ox, like owner, like ox. Just like the owner, if ever he would need to be killed, it would require 23. So too, the shoer, when he does need to be killed in this particular case, also requires 23. So look at Rashi there. It's on the very last narrow line. Kemisas Bailim. Im hoya nidoin b'chiev misas bezdin. If he were to be judged, death sentence by the bezdin. What does that mean, if he were to be judged? In other words, Rashi's alluding to the fact that in this particular case, he's not judged for misa. The Pasuk is taken to be understood not literally for reasons we will see in a moment in the Gemara. But if, in theory, the Bailim would ever have to stand up in Beis Din, for example, he was a Mechalal Shabbos. So if ever the ox's owner would stand trial in Beis Din for a death penalty, Deboi Esrim V'Shloisha, that would always require 23, because we said early on in the Mishnah, Dine Nefashos always requires 23. Therefore, says Rashi, Kach, so too, Misas HaShoer. So too, the death of the Shoer in this particular case also requires 23. Dahai, because this phrase of Ba'olov Yumos, quote unquote, Kra Yaseira is an extra pasuk, meaning it's not literal. It's an extra pasuk, it's there for a drasha. Which drasha? Lahach drasha. It's an extra pasuk for this very drasha to teach us that the death of the shoer is comparable to the death of the bailim. If ever the bailim would have to stand trial, not in this case, but if you'd be a mechalal Shabbos, if you'd be a murderer, and he'd have to be killed, it would require 23, so too the shoer. Says Rashi, however, Veloi, don't think that the Pasuk is coming to teach us the Neschayev Ketola, but he's actually Chayev Misa. It's not that. And Rashi, of course, has to add those critical words, Kedema Farish Taima B'Gemara, as the Gemara will explain the reason. Meaning, Rashi knows that everybody's going to be bothered by the obvious question is, why indeed is the owner not killed? After all, it does say, V'gam Ba'ol of Yumos. So why is that considered an extra pasuk to make a drasha? What's wrong with the literal translation? Why can't it be that the Torah is telling you that the owner has to die just like the shoer? So Rashi says it's a great question. The Gemara will deal with it. But the bottom line is this pasuk, for reasons that are going to be discussed in the Gemara, is not to be translated literally. If that's the case, it's there for a drasha. And what is that drasha? The drasha is like in a theoretical case where the Bailey would have to be killed, it would require 23. So too, in this case of the show being killed, it requires 23. And this, obviously, let's come back now to our Gemara, is exactly what the Gemara is going to address. Meaning, how do we know that the Pasuk is not literal? What does that mean that it's spare for a drosha? Why is it spare for a drosha? Why can't we translate the pasuk literally? And the answer must be that we have further evidence elsewhere in the Torah that the pasuk cannot be translated literally. And that's what we're on the lookout for. So have a look at the Gemara on Daf Tes Vav Omed Aleph at the bottom. Second bottom line, show your third bottom line. Shoir haniskal be'esrim v'shloisha shenema. Asher yisokel v'gam ba'ol of Yumos, quote unquote, kamisas ha-bailim, kach misas ha-shoer. Just as the death of the bailim, not in this case, in another theoretical case, so too the death of the shoer, i.e. the required 23. Omale abaye l'rova. I think the cheshbon has been made, by the way, that there is not a daf in Shas or two daf in Shas where Abaye and Rava are not mentioned. So almost every daf or every second daf, you will not go more than a daf or a daf and a half without making mention of Abaye and Rava. Omale Abaye and Rava. So Abaye said to Rava, Mimai, how do you know the high that this phrase of the gamba all of you must, quote unquote, how do you know it's there for the drosha? How do you know it's there to teach us lekem misas bailim kach misas ashoir hu da'asa? Da'asa means it's coming for. How do you know it's coming for this drosha? How do you know? Who taught you? Says the Gemara on the top line, Ema, perhaps, Lekatala, who does? Katala means death. Maybe it's coming to teach you that he needs to be killed, which is the literal translation. I've got no right considering this posuk to be taken non-literally unless I've got some proof. But if I don't have a proof, how do I know that this posuk is there to teach me the drosha concerning the 23 Dayanim? Maybe it's simply there to teach me, as the literal translation suggests, that the Bailim have to be killed. Look at the top Rashi. Ema l'ketala, maybe for the death penalty, l'chayev misa l'bailov. Maybe it's coming to obligate the owner for death, and therefore, v'nachayev misa, so let's jolly well be machayev him death. And how mafkinon do we remove le mi pashte legamri? How do we completely remove this from the pashtus? The pashtus means the simple, obvious, literal translation. What license do we have to translate this pasuk as being non-literal? There must be some proof, and the Gemara is now going to answer, yes, indeed there is. Now again, we have to be absolutely clear in the Lashon of the Pasuk, because if we don't have it clear in front of us, we won't know what the Gemara is talking about. Again, what's the Lashon of the Pasuk? The Lashon of the Pasuk is Hashoir Yisokel, two words, Vagamba Olav Yumos, and also the owner will die. Five words altogether. Hashoir Yisokel, Vagamba Olav Yumos, says the Gemara. The Gemara has just asked a question. How do you know that these last three words, the gamba all of yumos, is non-literal? Maybe it is literal. And it's coming to teach whether the owner should be killed. Says the Gemara, no, that can't be. Do you know why? Imkein, top line. Because if the pasuk was to be taken literally as you are querying, lichtoiv, then the Torah would have to write, quote unquote, Vagam ba'olov, velishtoik, and then remain silent. Have that pasuk in front of you. If the pasuk says, Hashoir yisokel, the shoir shall be stoned, vagam ba'olov yumos, and also the owner should die. Let's try and miss out that last word. If you would drop the last word of the pasuk, how would you read it? Hashoir yisokel, the gamba olav, and also the owner. Why do I need to say, and also the owner will die? We're talking about death. So by virtue of the fact that the Torah now adds an extra word, that is the gilui, that the pasuk cannot be translated literally. Because were the Torah coming to tell us literally that the owner needs to be killed, it would be sufficient to write the gamba olav, and also the owner. Yes.
How do we know that it says Yumas, he's going to die? Maybe it means the shor be killed by Bezdin and Hashem Misa B'dei Shemayim for the Baal. Or maybe there's another method. Maybe there's another method that he's going
to
be killed.
Never alludes to Misa B'dei Shemayim because.
Okay, so maybe there's another method he's going to be killed.
There's only way that. There is a halacha. It's not telling what will happen, it's telling us what we must do to him.
Okay, but.
What's the halacha of Yumas if not for the fact that Bezdin are putting him to death?
Well, maybe that's Skila. Maybe it's not Skila.
If you write the word Yumas, it would suffice to say Vagamba Olav.
Maybe it's not
owned, and also the owner. What does it mean? Also what? well, his fate will be the same as the Shire.
But maybe it's not Skila.
Necessity to add the word Yumos. And if the Torah did add the word Yumos, that shows you, if the Torah added the extra word, that it's not supposed to be translated literally. The owner does not die. Rather, why is this phrase being added? To teach me, just like in a theoretical case where the owner has to stand for death penalty, you need 23, so to the Shire being stoned also needs 23. But that's all based on the fact that you could have actually missed out the word Yumos. Says the Gemara, one second, not so poshut. Who says you could miss out the word Yumos? Says the Gemara, I'm sorry. E kosav rachmona hochi. If the Torah would have written so, meaning v'gam ba'olov, without adding the word Yumos, hava amina beskila. Question mark. I would have thought that how do you kill the owner? Beskila. Because that's exactly what's happening to the Shire. It says, Hashire yisokil. So if it says the ox will be stoned and also the owner, how will that to be understood? And also the owner will be stoned. So therefore, that word Yumos cannot be missed out. How can you tell me that the word Yumos is extra? It's not extra. Had the word Yumos been missed out, I would have understood that the owner has to be stoned just like the Shire. And that's why I need the word Yumos to teach me that what? That no, he'll be killed in a different manner. Which different manner? Look at Rashi. This is a big question. Kloima. In other words, what this means to say is, itzrich Yumos, quote unquote, lo dunoi, to judge him b'misa ho'amura b'toira stam. Whenever the Torah writes, a person is chayev misa, and the Torah does not tell you which misa. It's written as misa stam. What is that? The eloi elo chenek. Chenek is always the default misa. Chenek is strangulation. Deloi teima. So that you should not say that gamba olav yisokel. So you shouldn't say that also the owner needs to be steamed, needs to be stoned. So therefore, says the Gemara, how can you tell me that the word yumos is an extra word for a drosha? It's not extra. If the Torah would have written hasher yisokel the gamba olav, what would I have thought? The ox needs to be stoned, as does the owner. And that's not true. So therefore, the Torah has to add the extra word yumos to teach me that no, whilst the shire is stoned, but the owner is strangled. And I'm sorry to tell you, if that's the case, there are no extra words. So one second. The Gemara is considering a situation that what? That the shire will be stoned and the owner, however, will be strangled. And that's the Gemara's question. Maybe that's what the Torah means. Says the Gemara, what's going on? Nila Salkadata. Question mark. Did you really think that the fate awaiting the owner will be skila? Kotal ihu besayef memoinoi beskila? What does kotal ihu besayef mean? What's the halacha when a human being kills somebody else? Which death penalty does he get? The answer is sayef. Death by the sword. So something is very, very strange over here. If Reuven kills Shimon, then what happens to Reuven? He gets killed by the sword. And if Reuven, however, did not kill Shimon, rather his property killed Shimon, his ox, are you possibly suggesting But I would have thought the owner gets skila. What's a more chamor punishment?
Skila.
Skila is the more chamor punishment. So does it make sense at all that when Reuven kills Shimon, he only gets killed by the sword? But when Reuven's property kills Shimon, well, then he gets killed in a more severe way, skila? Nobody would have dreamt of such a thing. So how can you tell me that that word yumos is necessary? Because otherwise I would have thought that the bailim, the owner, gets killed beskila, just like the shoyer. I'm sorry to tell you, nobody would have thought that the owner gets killed by skila. Says the Gemara, v'dilma, okay, maybe the other way around. V'dilma, on the fourth line, hi, dekosav, rachmona, yumos, quote unquote. Maybe the word yumos is there to teach me la'akule aleya, to actually be more makel with him. La'afuke misayav, lechenek. To take it out of Sayof and downgrade it to Chenek, as we just said. When Reuven, you're quite right. Don't tell me that this extra word, yumos, is coming to teach me that the owner doesn't get skila. I never would have dreamt he got skila. Makes no sense. Ah, okay. So if that's the case, then the word yumos is really extra available for the drasha that we're looking for. Says Gemara, no, not so simple. Maybe the word yumos is there to actually downgrade the Misa. When Reuven kills Shimon, he gets killed by sword. When the property, the mamon, the money, the shire of Reuven kills, then that punishment of sword gets downgraded to Chenek.
Why would it go all the way down? Being the fact that Chenek is considered as the least severe.
The Gemara is about to discuss this, and therefore, how can you tell me that the word yumos is extra for the drasha? Okay, I admit, I don't need yumos to tell me that there's no skila. Obviously, there's no skila. But what would I have thought if the Torah would have written, Hashor Yisokel Vegamba Olav? What would I have said? I would have said, the shoyer gets stoned and also the bailim dies. How does he die? Obviously not stoning. So I would have said, probably with a sayof, with a sword, just like he gets killed when he himself kills somebody else. So the Gemara therefore said that the word yumos is therefore extra for the Rodrosha. Says the Gemara, how do you know it's extra? Maybe the word yumos, the extra word, is teaching me that actually he does not get sayof, the sword. It gets downgraded. The strangulation. He only gets killed by the sword if he himself kills. But if his property kills, then it's downgraded. In which case, we're back to square one. The word yumos is not available for a drasha. Now, as Rabram was already alluding to, what is the more severe punishment? A sword or strangulation? It's actually a machlokes. Says the Gemara, it's all fine and well according to the man de Omar who says that what? That chenek, strangulation, is more strict. Elo le man de Omar chenek kill. If you hold that chenek is actually worse than the sword, well, then it's very good. Normally, when Reuven kills, if he kills himself, he gets killed by the sword. So it's unlikely that the Torah is now teaching me that that gets upgraded to strangulation. But if you hold that strangulation is not an upgrade, it's a downgrade, well, maybe that's what the Torah is coming to teach me. And the Gemara, therefore, does not answer this question. The Gemara moves on to other alternative terutzim. So, therefore, our first attempted terutz has fallen through. Again, what was the question? What was the answer? The question was, how do you know that the posuk is not to be translated literally? That the owner needs to be killed? How do you know that it's available for a drasha to teach me 23 dayanim. So we tried to answer because the word yumos is superfluous. Were the Torah simply to be teaching me that the owner gets killed, miss out the word yumos. And in the final analysis, we cannot accept that. Do you know why? Because maybe the word yumos is there to teach me that he gets killed, that's true, but with a different punishment to normal. The normal punishment for murder is the sword, but that's only when you kill yourself, when you yourself kill. But when your animal kills, that gets downgraded to chenek, and maybe that's what the Torah is teaching me. So I'm very sorry to tell you, prove to me, because you have not managed to do so until this point, says the Gemara, that the word yumos is superfluous. Maybe in the final analysis, maybe the owner really does get killed. How so? Well, obviously not with stoning, but not even with the sword, but with strangulation. Maybe that's what the Torah is teaching me. So it's all very literal. Yes, the owner has to be killed. Look at Rashi. On the first narrow line. Kotal shoiroi, if his shoir kills, remember skila, the chavira mikulon, he should get the most strict punishment, but tmiya, question mark. How can you possibly entertain the possibility that the owner gets skila? That can't be. Ha nicha, ha da okrat, that which you are oika, you uprooted, leila krami pashti, that which you uprooted the pasuk from its simple translation, v'loi mukminon lei, and you did not establish that it's misas chenek mamish. Well, that's all good. Lamandoma chenek chomur misayef. If your strangulation is more strict than sayof, well, obviously, when a person himself kills, he gets sayof. There's no reason to upgrade it when your shoyer kills. The perik dalad misas. Well, therefore, hilkach ikala mifrach. Well, therefore, we can ask the obvious question. Kotal iu besayef. When he himself kills, then he gets killed by the sword. Kotal shoyroi. But when his shoyer kills bechenek, obviously, that can't be. However, but if you hold that chenek is a lightweight punishment relative to the sayef, Eimer says Rashi, perhaps lemisas chenek also. Maybe the Torah is coming to teach you, yes, the owner gets killed, which particular form of death penalty, the downgraded version. How is it downgraded? Because if he himself would kill with his own bare hands, then he would be chayav misa by the sword. Maybe the Torah is coming to teach you that where his property killed, it gets downgraded to chenek. But the bottom line is, he gets killed. And if that's the case, we have not answered our original question. How do you know that the pasuk is not literal? As Rashi calls it, okrat, you're being oika. You're uprooting the simple translation. How do you know? Maybe the pasuk has to be translated literally. Yes, the owner gets killed, which particularly happens to be with chenek. I'm sorry, there's no extra word to teach me this 23 dayanim halacha. Yes, Rabbi Larry.
There are numerous averis in the Torah by which you are chayev skila.
Correct.
And you're telling me they're all worse than murder?
What do you mean what?
Well, a person murders, he gets a very low level of a misa. They said the lowest, one of the easiest by cheret.
No, but and I can't all compare, I can't compare one avera to the other. So if there's an avera that gets skila, okay. So be it. Maybe the Torah is considering that more severe. I have to accept that. But it cannot be that within the framework of Misa itself, it cannot be that when a person himself kills, he's let off more lightly than when his animal kills. That can't be. If you compare it to a different Avera, not murder, to a Chilul Shabbos. Right. Chilul Shabbos also gets skila. So, okay, so maybe Chilul Shabbos is considered very severe. How are we to know which Avera is more severe?
Very simple. Obviously, it is more severe. He's getting. We're saying there's a theory that says depending on how you're killed, that's the severity of the killing. So all these other averas that you're getting skila are more severe 100%. Than murder.
If the Torah tells you that they get skila, that's a clear reflection of the fact that Torah is considering it more severe. But it's nonsensical. It can't be that when a person kills with his own bare hands, we're going to consider that less of an avera than when his shoyer kills. That's illogical. That can't be. Okay, we'll have to hold it over here, and we'll come back to the answer, Miss Hashem, next time.
But maybe that's what we have to look at. Maybe there's a reason that it is worse for some reason. We have to think about it.
Morris sees no logic in that. Morris sees no svara.